Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. I had the good fortune of being at the Muscular Dystrophy Association party in Rochester, New York, and I was sitting with Tim Rice, and he is the Senior Business Development Professional with Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions. And we're going to be learning all about that, but he's committed to helping children and adults with muscular dystrophy. And he's quite a business executive. He's also active with the Buffalo Bills in Western New York. A little more information about Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions, which is an advanced predictive analytics and decision sciences company providing actionable insights to leading organizations globally to help them enhance revenues, reduce costs, and optimize risk. They have an excellent team of economists, statisticians, domain experts, and data engineers who have been helping their clients take more confident decisions, which maximizes return on investment. They love solving the most relevant and complex business problems by adopting cutting-edge data science and advanced analytics technologies. Our guest from Rochester, New York, Tim Rice, on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's
Good
talk.
Afternoon, Brian.
Yes. It's my pleasure to have you, and again, thank you for helping children with 43 different neuromuscular diseases and ALS. Let's talk about securing the most powerful and unique competitive stronghold. How do you do that, Tim Rice?
You know, in my opinion, Brian, it's a matter of, first, the organization really needs to make sure that they want to be out in the forefront of their thinking and then their actions. They've got to be so much more thinking forward than ever before because of the competitiveness in time to market globally, regionally, nationally. So I think what we do is we really, at the grassroots level, figure out what are their compelling go-to-market activities, how are they going to reduce costs, mitigate risk. We take their data, which comes in forms of customer data, operational data, social media, which we all know is a big indicator these days, and we combine it with Dun & Bradstreet data, which provides industry data. We mix it together, and we come out with scorecards, we call it, and those are over and above many of the scorecards that even if organizations are using, because we're looking at things like application scoring and behavioral scoring. At the high level, that's kind of what we do and how we help advance these type of organizations.
Okay. If someone is listening in Fairport, where you're from, Tim Rice, or in Toronto or Washington, D.C., to the 17 states and half of Canada we reach, if they have a question, could you tell us an email address where you could answer this?
Absolutely, Brian. Be my pleasure. It's Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, @prads.com.
Repeat that, please.
Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y dot R, at Prads, Inc., P-R-A-D-S-I-N-C dot com.
Okay, I hope our listeners that are listening in Montreal, Rochester, or Manhattan have questions. They can contact Tim Rice, our guest, on ESPN AM 1520. Now let's talk about increasing sales and retaining customers competitively. How do you do that, Tim Rice, as Senior Business Development Professional with Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions?
Well, that's a very exciting one for me, Brian, because my whole career has been around sales and looking at how you can market and brand yourself in a more effective way. For example, if you're a bank executive and you are in the commercial space of the bank, you have peers that are in the retail side of the bank as well as the wealth management, and many banks own insurance companies. So in this case, what we do is we have a precision targeting use case model, which basically allows us to take those separate databases across the bank or financial institution, and we get to merge it with DMB industry data, and we come out with who's your best customer, your A, B's, and C's across the four service lines, or even one just looking at your service line. We can look at their behavior, either with your loans or lines of credit or deposits or some other debt that they have, because we have the DMB data. So we mix it together, and when they show up on Monday morning and they're a loan officer and they say, oh, I got to make these 15 calls, now we have a list of those most prominent prospects that have a higher propensity to buy, and we feel that we give them the thought leadership ideas into a discussion with a potential loanee for a commercial loan, for example. So we give them that data. We give them the insights that they didn't have before, because they didn't know what they had internally, plus the industry data is very strong. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay.
What type of business, then, would be interested, or business executive, in your services to increase sales or retain customers? What kind of business?
Oh, sure. I work with financial institutions. I work with insurance companies. I even work with attorneys, Brian, and they're not easy, as you probably can agree.
Right.
What the law firms are experiencing as pain is the loss of billable hours and the reduction of a billable hour because of technology, because of offshoring, because of paralegals. So they're stressed with how do we leverage and how do we become more competitive in our marketplace. So I'm having discussions and conversations and client meetings with law firms, accounting firms. They say it's so difficult to differentiate themselves in the market. They see predictive analytics as a vehicle to help them become more sticky and more client-facing with their clients and offer a differentiation. In the healthcare space, I just came back from a healthcare conference down in Albany, and you have hospitals, you have medical organizations, you have insurance, medical insurance companies, startup organizations, and they see the ability to get out in front of their customers while they're doing trials, while they're doing new product releases. That important data of who they should spend time with is critical, as well as cutting operational costs in a hospital, which is very costly. It goes right to the bottom line, whether they cut it out or they go through with that big expenditure. So it ranges. I can't say one industry that doesn't have an application, because it's really that forward thinking. How do you make better informed decisions using the data? Manufacturers as well is another big area where their time to market, their time to manufacture out to the marketplace to their distributors or end users, they've got to be able to continually cut costs and become more efficient.
For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing with 50,000 watts of clear channel power, 17 states and much of Canada. Our guest today is from Fairport, New York, Tim Rice. He is the Senior Business Development Professional with Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions. He hails from Fairport, New York with his adult children. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampo Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampo Legal. The Ampo Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guests, Mitch Flynn and Mickey Osterreicher with the Ride for Roswell, United States Congressman Chris Collins. Coming up, we'll have John Kotsmatidis, who owns United Refining and the Quickfill gas station chain, Carrie Nowak, involved with the Christian Camp, and Dr. Adam Borzinski, orthopedic surgeon with Excelsior Orthopedics in Amherst, Orchard Park, and Niagara Falls, New York. Again, any thoughts or comments? If you're listening in Toronto, Rochester, or Manhattan, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about Tim Rice, Senior Business Development Professional, Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions. He assists organizations with over 25-plus years of experience of industry and domain expertise, which includes big data, predictive analytics, advisory, accounting, finance, restructuring, tax risk compliance, high-end professional services, software integration, delivering complex multi-million global solutions and working across several vertical markets. Tim Rice, our guest today. Let's talk about maintaining business integrity by managing fraud. What is that all about, Tim Rice?
Yes, Brian. It's a very, very formidable problem, as you can appreciate. There's so much data that flows through our financial institutions around the world. Now you can predict patterns of behavior using these scorecards to flag out when there's transactions that look fishy. You can use their social media profiles is an indicator of their intentions. We can basically advance the time of finding fraud and by detecting it quicker using behavioral patterns, applications that they may have structured, debts that they have in their FICA scores. So it's really getting out in front of it using predictive analytics to stop fraud, and it goes across all over the world.
Another thing you're involved with, Tim Rice, as Senior Business Development Professional with Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions, is advancing a core business capacity competitively. How do you do that, Tim Rice?
Great question, Brian. You know, when we work with an organization, we look at their strategic initiatives, and we attach our missions and our ROIs and our benefits across those core businesses that they have. And we monitor them on a more regular basis. And then again, what we do is we predict where there could be downturns in their business lines of revenue. We kind of give them industry insights that maybe in order to stay competitive, they need to lower their price, or they may need to alter their interest rates according to in data that's brought into the equation. And by doing those things, you're looking at the ability to outsmart decisions by looking in an advanced manner. We can also look at it as if they're looking to have a merger or acquisition within an accounting firm. How do you make better decisions? Which accounting firm is going to be a better fit? So we're having a conversation in an accounting firm in New York where they've doubled in sales over the last 5 years, and they've added double the amount of employees that work for them. The problem is that they have not integrated all those solutions together and across their four different service lines. So that's how we're trying to make them more competitive.
Our guest again is Tim Rice, Senior Business Development Professional with Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions. Let's get a website if somebody wants to look up stuff that you're involved with, Tim Rice. Where can people look for that?
Very simply, www.predsinc.com.
Repeat that again, please.
It's www.predsinc.com.
If you're listening in Fairport, New York, Montreal, or Northern Florida to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on ESPN AM 1520, we'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Again, I had the good fortune of meeting our guest at the Muscular Dystrophy Association ALS fundraiser in Rochester, New York, Tim Rice. He has personally managed over $300 million in revenue and exceeded revenue goals in global sourcing, in F&A, procurement, supply chain, application development, big data, predictive analytics, mobile application integration, risk compliance, managed service, SaaS. Our guest today, Tim Rice, Senior Business Development Professional with Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions, and he is from Fairport, New York. Let's talk about meeting today's escalating consumer expectations. How do you do that, Tim Rice?
I think one of the things that are important to understand the customer and what they expect is they expect high quality, competitive price. They want to be able to really have a customer for life, and those are the strategic initiatives that we have seen. They want to look at how they can analyze and then get into action. They want to be able to look at revealing new categories of analytics, such as cybersecurity, geolocation, the Internet of Things, key areas that are looking at sustainability. And so what we do is we attach our analytics around those key initiatives. We help them train new analytic professionals and give them the tools to manage the problems themselves. But there's a knowledge transfer that we do with our parent company, Dun & Bradstreet. So we have those insights from all the data scientists that we will help build organizations because some of the key trends are that organizations are not keeping up with the resources to handle the data problem. So we like to feel that we can help extend the enterprise of analytics and where it's going in the future.
Tim Rice, how about a phone number? If somebody in Toronto or Buffalo or Rochester or Manhattan has a question, how can they reach you?
Sure, Brian. They can reach me personally at 585-330-7881. And I will accept the text as well.
All right. Give that again, please, the phone number.
Sure. It's 585-330-7881.
Okay, let's talk about... Yes, what were you saying?
Just don't call me at 2 o'clock in the morning, Brian, please.
All right, we won't do that.
I'm a busy man.
Okay, you need your beauty sleep, too. Let's talk about employing today's most advanced analytics. How do you do that, Tim Rice?
Employment is there's a war on talent. So when you go and you're looking to add staff and professionals, you can look at their behavioral patterns by other jobs that they've had. You can look at the amount of jobs that they've had. You can look at what are their strengths, and you can ask those questions, like what are your strengths for your job to be successful? What are your goals and objectives? And knowing those kind of indicators not only will help you, will they fit into the culture within your organization, but you'll also know how to manage them more effectively by looking at those attributes before you employ them or while you're doing the interviewing process.
Now, you also know about rendering business intelligence and analytics to be truly actionable. How do you put that into action, Tim Rice? And again, Tim Rice is Senior Business Development Professional with Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions. Tim Rice.
You know, to indicate a story, it's no longer enough to be the champion of a sophisticated data analytics strategy to a C-suite. Analytics is no longer a nice to have. How you've got to get it into action is to look at it as being a very high cross-functional adoption across your enterprise. Senior executives need to be measured and understood that they need to invest in people, process, and technologies to keep that competitive edge or leapfrog your competition. So it's a question of getting the analysis done. Don't procrastinate. Put it into action. And that's the kind of favorite organization I like to work with, be it in the respective industries, because they're the forerunners. They're the ones that are the high riskers, but they're looking at the risk with our analytics to get ahead. And they're kind of considered when they're being evaluated by Gartner or their other industry analysis, they're the ones that are the best in the class because they are doing that investment in people, process, and technologies using those insights around business intelligence.
Again, for those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada, our guest today is Tim Rice, Senior Business Development Professional with Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions. Again, I met him at the Muscular Dystrophy Association dinner in Rochester, New York. Now, how do you build a 360-degree view of a retail customer? Please explain that, Tim Rice.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what we do is we look at key factors, and the factors are around credit card transactions, payment data, account attributes, that whole category of transactional data. Then we look at channel interaction. How are they taking customer service calls? How are they doing online surveys, marketing solicitations? And also looking at unstructured data, which is social media data, is all unstructured. How do you quantify that? Facebooks, the LinkedIns, the Quoras, all these organizations are collecting data, and it's all unstructured. Then you look at purchasing data, for example. What's the SKU level data? What's the loyalty program? Are they doing shopping visitor patterns? What are their customer insights showing their profile data, their social presence, their social media feeds? Then another big indicator is industry benchmarks, the competitive key metrics, the association benchmarks. How about looking at a macroeconomic trend in their business? And then lastly is that in-store versus online. I always think about looking at or watching Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And they always ask about, well, what's your in-store revenue? What's your online presence? How is it going to go in the future? Those kind of questions, they're trying to obviously get a ranking and a feel. Do they have a great go-to-market plan? And how are they shifting to addressing the millennial generation, which I heard a quote, it's the year 2020, 75% of the workforce is going to be millennials. And how are you as an organization coming to market with making sure that you're meeting the millennial generation's expectations, which are different than some of the other generations? Like, for example, in the banking world, a millennial wants to use a mobile application,
mm-hmm.
and they want to have the money transferred not a day or 2 days or 3 days. They want it done that day. And it has to be so user-friendly. If it's not user-friendly, they'll probably stop using the application. It's those kind of things that the suppliers, the insurance companies, the banks, the car dealers, they all are trying to figure out how to work with the millennial generation to gain their trust and obviously the dollar.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from a man who's involved with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, Tim Rice. He's Senior Business Development Professional with Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions. If people have a question, they can email him to timothy.r@pradsinc.com. I repeat, timothy.r@pradsinc.com. Also, special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us. Tim Rice, Senior Business Development Professional, Predictive Analytics and Decision Solutions.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.